Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. Telling stories has long been a tradition all over the world, and some of those stories have become so ingrained in our culture that they become easily recognizable to most people. Today's storyteller, Wayne, has been telling stories for a long time, and he has crafted some stories that play with some of those classics we all know and love. Here's Wayne.
My name is Wayne Karchner. I have 6 children and 22 grandchildren. When my children were young, I told them stories, and now I tell stories to my grandchildren. And they seem to enjoy it. Other people seem to enjoy it. And I like the attention. I own a mercantile in Hubbard County. Hubbard County, for those of you who aren't familiar, was settled by Old Mother Hubbard. And we have an eclectic population. My neighbor is an old lady who lives in a shoe, and I sell things to 3 little pigs. You get the idea. Now, I really didn't want to have to talk to you this evening, but I'm afraid I have to apologize for something. I'd better go back to the beginning. This won't make sense. You see, it all begins with my neighbor, Peter. Well, his full name is Peter Peter. You see, his folks were so poor when he was born, they couldn't afford 2 names. He's not the only one. Same thing happened to Mary Mary. She's quite resentful about only having 1 name. Mary Mary's downright contrary. If you say the sky's blue, she'll disagree and point out the white clouds. You can always tell Mary Mary's house by the beautiful garden in front, full of silver bells and cockle shells. Anyway, don't get me distracted. Don't do that. We was talking about Peter Peter and why I need to apologize to y'all. Peter Peter loves pumpkins. If you want a pumpkin recipe, you head on over to Peter Peter. Pumpkin pies, pumpkin cakes, pumpkin fritters, anything pumpkin, you can bet Peter Peter eats it. Not only that, he enters a giant pumpkin contest. You heard of these? Where you try to grow the biggest pumpkin possible? Huey, does he grow big pumpkins? They're so big. Well, Mrs. Peter is getting old and her memory's going. And, well, Peter Peter has trouble keeping her from wandering off. But he got this giant pumpkin shell hollered out, and he made a comfortable settee for her in the yard. And she just sits there all day knitting, happy as a clam. And he used to have trouble keeping her in the yard, and now he keeps her very well. Anyway, he's got a secret to growing big pumpkins. He shared it with me, and I'm going to share it with you. Besides the normal things you do to grow big pumpkins, you know, you should plant pumpkins with peas to make plump, perfect, pleasant, positive, productive pumpkins and pea plants. But you got to promise not to share this with anybody else, okay? What he does is he'll come over every few days. He takes an air compressor, and he sticks it in the end of the pumpkin and just kind of pumps it up a little bit, just a little bit. And it plumps up that pumpkin just a bit. Now, you don't want to do it too much, but it really makes those pumpkins bigger. I decided I'd try to grow a big pumpkin. Now, I don't have an air compressor. I do have a helium tank. I use it for balloons at my store. I sell quite a few balloons for birthday parties and that kind of things. And not only that, I was thinking that we could have a new tradition at weddings. The bride can walk down the aisle with a fistful of balloons and hand them out to everybody as she goes. Now, some of you might get married soon, and I'll give you a nice discount on balloons if you want. Now stop distracting me. I got to tell you about Mabel. I'm getting back to the pumpkins. A few nights ago, I was out in my pumpkin patch, and I stuck the helium into my biggest pumpkin and turned it on, and now, I've always been careful about just putting a little bit in, but that nice was so nice. It was just beautiful. The stars were out. And I turned the helium on, and little Miss Muffet came over and sat next to me on the tuffet. And we never you mind what we did. That's none of your beeswax. Anyway, I got a bit distracted. And just at that minute, the neighbor's cat started in a fiddle, and he was playing High Diddle Diddle. It was such a catchy tune. And I forgot about the curds and the whey, and set my dish and spoon and everything on top of the pumpkin just to listen to the cat. It was so fun to watch that cat sitting on the porch and fiddling, and my little dog started laughing at the sport. And the cow, the one I got from Jack for the beans, The cow's named Mabel. She was so excited, she started to sway and dance, and Mabel's rear end was going back and forth. And anyway, with the cat playing and the dog laughing and Mabel dancing, and frankly, with Miss Muffet next to me on the tuffet, I didn't know how big the pumpkin had got with the helium. And then the cat got to that high note. You know that really high note with high diddle diddle? And then Mabel felt the spirit and leapt up and landed right on top of the pumpkin. And it must have broken the gourd loose from the vine. That pumpkin, the dish, the spoon, and the cow flew up with all that helium. And I expect they're up past the moon by now. Now don't none of you worry about Mabel. I expect that the pumpkin will slowly come down and the cow will be home in a few days with no harm done. But this comes to my apology to all of you. I fed Mabel really well before she leapt over the moon. And now normally, when you walk outside in a cow pasture, you have to look out down. But when you all go out tonight, I'm asking that you all look up and make sure you're not in the drop zone. And if the finish on any of your cars is damaged, well, I sincerely apologize and I will pay for the damage to get it clean. Thank you very much.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Wayne Karchner, for sharing his story. Wayne is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild. For more information on him and his work, be sure to check out his profile on utahstorytellingguild.website. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.